We're going to move on into 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to cover the entire chapter quickly and then spend some time in prayer. So please follow along. This Sunday is Father's Day. We will be having service in the morning and looking forward to that. Again, the 28th, joining back together for evening services, starting there and going forward. Slowly we're implementing things and already starting to look back into Sunday school classrooms and that kind of stuff. So just be in prayer for those decisions. But this Sunday, we'll have a special gift for all the dads and men of the church. So make sure you're here this Sunday. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we're familiar. Maybe this passage is hanging somewhere on your wall or a verse of it or something of that sort hanging somewhere around your house. It is a special passage taken in itself, but coupled with the previous chapter really helps us. We as a church are praying about how we can best influence and do what it is that God wants us to do. And if you feel at a loss, you feel that desire to somehow serve Him but don't know how, that's what 1 Corinthians is about. That is the how of serving others. That is the how of being a blessing to those that we're in contact with. The world will present a love, but you know what the worldly love is? It's just lust. The worldly love is very selfish. But charity is the complete opposite. It is true love to God and man. And that's what we're going to look at briefly here tonight. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for this passage. Lord, thank you for the songs that prepared our hearts even for this message here tonight. Lord, it's good to be loved. Lord, and you've created us with a desire to love others. And Lord, help us to fulfill that through your word. Lord, thank you for direction. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for guidance. Thank you for a perfect example in Jesus Christ. God, I pray you'd help us with these things. And Lord, I pray that we'd be able to minister and serve others and please you with genuine charity, sincerity, Lord. God, we love you. As best as we can, we love you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, worldly love is pretty much the equivalent of just lust. It is selfish at its core. I will love you just as long as you reciprocate that in some way. As long as you show me, many relationships have broken down. Why? Because one party was loving, the other didn't return that as so they felt. And say, I'm out of here. Selfish. Just as long as I'm getting something from you, I will continue to love. That's worldly. For God so loved the world that he did what? Took? No, that he gave. God's perfect love towards man really was zero expectation of anything in return. Now, his will, yes. But he knew quite well that many would not accept Jesus Christ. So as we read through 1 Corinthians chapter 13, as we study the charity of this chapter, you know, a lot of things we're talking about. The word essential. Anybody hear that word over the last couple months? What is essential? What is not? Aye, aye, aye. So, here tonight, charity is essential. It is required. As we read verse 1, look at this. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, Paul says this, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. I'm just a bunch of noise, he says. Service without charity, he says, is this, unacceptable. Even though I could speak the greatest of words, even though I could control this or do that, he says, without charity, it's just noise. It's unacceptable. Charity is what you do rather than what you say. Paul admitted he was able to speak, but without action behind it, it's just noise. I wonder how many people in our life see, or may I say, hear the right words, but don't see them. They hear the right words, but don't see it. That's unacceptable service, according to God. Verse 2 says, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity," Paul says this about himself, "I'm nothing. It is beyond understanding." Paul says, God has revealed things to me. I have godly wisdom, but without charity, it's nothing. It's nothing. 1 Corinthians 8:1 says, "Now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we have all knowledge." But look at, he warns us, "Knowledge puffeth up." But what does charity do? Charity edifieth. What's the difference? Oh, there's a big difference between knowledge and charity. Now, if we could couple those two things together, oh man, we're in good shape. We can do some things for the Lord. We could really reach some people. We've seen the illustration so many times. Maybe even someone has pulled out a mustard seed. Ever see a mustard seed, Faith? Do you know how big a mustard seed is? Can you see that little hole in between my fingers there? Great. She said no, she couldn't. Perfect. That's how big a mustard seed is. And we study in the Scriptures, "If I had faith as the grain of a mustard seed, I could say to this mountain, remove hence, and it would." Could you imagine? Paul says, "I have faith like that." But without charity, he says, "I am nothing." We're starting to see what's really important. It's not just what we say, it's not just what we know, but it's what we do. Charity is love in action. Verse 3, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." Charity is essential. Number one, though, it is unacceptable service. Service without it is unacceptable. Number two, it is beyond understanding. Number three, as we serve without it, it would be unprofitable. He says, "It profiteth me nothing." He says, even though if I died for the cause, so many people are ready to lay their life out in death. How about in life? How about you live for something instead of dying for something? Charity is essential. If we're really praying about, "God, how can you use me?" I'm going to... Chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians is so vital. There is going to have to be charity. We are going to have to care for not only true love to God, but true love to man. Number one, charity is essential. Number two, charity is expressive. Look at this. Look at the attributes of charity. Look in verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not." What does that mean? It's generous. "Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up." It's humble. What does charity look like? Well, she's about 5'7". How tall are you, T? Are you 5'7"? 5'6". Good. Because I'm 5'7", and that would be a shame. Okay, I'm 5'6¾". All right, I know. All right. I got it. What does charity look like? What are its attributes? Well, it suffereth long. It is long-suffering. That means you're going to have to deal with some stuff. Charity has a way to maneuver through those things and find the right and good in it. And is kind. You can't be loving without kindness. Long-suffering, kind. Look at envieth not. What's the opposite of envy? Generous. What can I get? That's worldly love, remember. That's selfish. What can I get from you? No, biblical love. See, the world will just take this word and abuse it and misuse it and redefine it for us. And we start acting in it. We actually think that love, that we're owed something. And God says, no, charity is actually just giving. It's generosity. It's kindness. It's long-suffering. It's being generous. It's being, look at, it vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Sometimes my children, maybe your children are different, Brother Rice, but sometimes my children have conflicts. And guaranteed, here's what's the problem. Someone is puffed up, and there is no charity anywhere near it. Charity is expressive. Here are the attributes. It is proof. Charity is proof of being born again. For the fruit of the Spirit is love. If your soul has been given life, there ought to be some charity that shows up in your life. 1 Peter 4:8 says this, and above all these things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Is that not true? Maybe you remember when you were dating. Man, you had blinders on. There were warning flags all over the place. You didn't see any of it. You're like, all I see is a chapel service. That's it. Now we are locked arms. Ever notice he wears the same outfit every time? I don't care. He's handsome. We're going. He loves God, and that's it. Man, charity covers a multitude of sins. It helps us deal with one another. Any sinners here tonight? How on earth can we interact with one another? Through charity. Why? Because it covers our sin. Verse 5. Not only... So, point number one, charity is essential. Number two, charity is expressive. We saw the attributes. Now we'll see, look at this now. Verse 5. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Here we see action. We saw the attributes, now we see the action. Doth not behave itself unseemly. It's unselfish. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5 says, now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. And we've seen this time and time again. When we truly care for somebody or a ministry or really have our heart connection into it, we put up with a lot of stuff. But if you're frustrated and you're not loving like you should, you know what comes out? Sharpness. That's why Miss Calpe is so great in the bus ministry. Why? Because she really loves those kids. And all her, I'm just picking on Miss Calpe here. Is she even here? Where is she? Oh, man. Let's do this for a minute. She really loves them. How do you know? By what she says? No, by what she does. Her actions. We're talking about having Sunday school and chapel service, and she's like, hey, when do you think the bus kids can come back? Why is she saying that? Because she loves them. Don't you remember last week when they cursed you out, Miss Calipi? Yeah, they didn't mean that. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Thinketh no evil. Psalm 119, verse 165, our verse of the week last week. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. See, love and offense, they're opposite. Not easily provoked. Here we see love in action. Charity in action. Thirdly, charity is expressive. Here we see, look at the attitude we ought to have. In verse 6, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Able to handle some things, beareth all things, believes, endures. Charity is expressive. You don't have to tell somebody that you love them. They know. Why? Because you've expressed it. It's joy over the things that really matter. And lastly tonight, charity is eternal. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8, charity never faileth. You know what that means, Braden? It means it always works. Charity always works. Well, I don't know what to do. Love them. That's the answer. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophets or prophecies, these they shall fail. Say, what do you mean fail? You know, one day we're going to stand before heaven, before God in His holy throne. There's no more of this. That's done. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease, to which they have. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Why? Because we're going to have the mind of Christ. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. Now look at this progression. In the past, I've had a hard time connecting all of this together. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. You know what it's comparing? It's comparing eternal with temporal. Heavenly and earthly things. And he says this, and he gives this illustration. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For as different as a way a child acts to that of a grown man, and those things ought to be different, so it is dealing with temporal things and eternal things. Verse 12, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is which? Charity. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. We're almost done. But we cannot fulfill 1 Corinthians chapter 12 without 1 Corinthians 13. There's no possible way we could serve God and man properly without charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17 says this, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in the most important thing, the greatest of all, love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, he says. It's beyond understanding, he says, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Hey, what are we praying for? For God to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And that he would somehow allow each and every one of us to have a part in that. How's that going to happen? through charity. Understanding the love of God in my life, me reciprocating that back to Him, and then God placing a genuine love in my heart for others. Because there's no possible way for us to even begin to think that we could properly serve others without the love of God in our hearts distributing to others. In verse 20. Now unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all the ages, world without end. Amen. And he pretty much just says, we'll do this until I come get you. Because charity is eternal. Look back at verse 11. No, look back at verse 13. And we're done. Verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity. See, as a preacher, I struggle with that because how could I ever preach faith when there's something better than faith? How do we preach hope when there's something better than hope? Now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Why is the greatest charity? I ask myself that. Why on earth is charity considered the greatest? Because it's eternal. Say, isn't faith eternal? No, because one day my faith is going to become sight. One day I'm going to view the Lord Himself sitting upon His throne, and I will no longer need to trust and believe in something I've never seen. What about hope? What is hope? It's an expectation. One day I'm going to walk the streets of gold and enjoy the benefits of eternity, and I will no longer have hope. They are not eternal. But charity is eternal. One day I'm going to stand before that throne, and yes, my faith will become sight, and my hope will now be enjoyed. And thirdly, I will see love itself. 1 John chapter 4 tells me that God is love. One day my eyes will behold pure, perfect charity in God Himself. Therefore, the greatest of these is charity. Does that mean we don't have faith? No. Does that mean we don't have hope? No. But please understand that the thing that's going to last throughout all of this is charity. So where are you going to put your stock in? Where are you going to put your resources? Where are you going to put your efforts? What are you going to invest in? What are we praying for? God, give me a charitable heart towards others. God, give me a charitable heart towards the lost. God, give me a charitable heart to those that You've called me to minister to. Lord, change my heart. Give me the love that God can only bestow, pour out from heaven into my heart for Him and for others. Charity. Last week, I spoke to you about what is it that God wants you to do? What is God talking to you about? What are we praying about? And tonight we're going to pray similarly as we did last week. We'll pray and ask the Lord to continue to lead us and show us and guide us, and that we would be open to that. I'd like to pass on a couple more prayer requests. Mrs. Aldred works with a person that's been tested positive for COVID-19 or coronavirus. So pray for her. She's getting tested tomorrow. They'll know in a few days, but pray for her. She wants to be able to see her family and not have to miss out on that. Pray for the Coletti family. Thank you again for those that made cookies. And that service is Friday. I think they had a family service today. Is that right? Where's Brother Rodell? Brother Rodell, you out there? Yeah, you're in the back. There you are. Did they have family service today? Yeah.
Well over 1,000 people, 3-hour line.
That's what I heard. I heard, if you didn't hear that, at the viewing yesterday, there was over 1,000 people there, 3-hour wait. They had They had viewing from 4 to 7. I don't know how they did that. But so they had a family, a special family memorial service today. The little more public one will be Friday. So please pray for the gospel as that's going out. Mrs. Dickinson asked for prayer for, does that say Ernie? Or Ernie Moore. His wife passed away. They've been married for 54 years, and she met this pastor when she was in Pennsylvania. You've known them for about 15 years, and as soon as they're missionaries to Israel, is that right? Okay. So she just passed away probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. So if you could pray for Dr. Ernie Moore, I know they would appreciate it. And you're going, as soon as the borders open up, you're going to head down there. Oh, he's going back to Israel. Got it. Okay, very good. All right. And let's keep praying for God. How do you want to use me? In what way? We have the proof for our billboard. It's looking great. And next week we'll put it up on the screen and show you what it looks like. We're still praying about it. We adjust a little bit and then we pray some more and look at it and mill it over. And I think it's about as good as it can get. But we're 1 day of thinking about it. So we're going to take a look at it and we'll put it up and show you guys. And then we'll send that over to the billboard people. And it's going to be right in Brockport. And we're praying for God to, we just want to make ourselves available. However, whatever. God, do with us what you want. And we want to find out what God's doing and get in on that. So let's pray with our families for a few minutes tonight, and then we'll be dismissed, all right?